So what we have here is a list of topics, themes, areas of exploration which we may include in a migrant or a history. What can they tell us about the migration experience? Well, I think we have to distinguish between at least two types of themes or questions in the way they've been worded here. For example, we have the more factual areas of information, such as age and reasons for emigration, adjusting to the new country, processes of insertion, settling down, how the migrant got work. These categories would help us map out the migration trajectory and the different stages in each particular case, in each life history. There are other areas, such as discrimination, racism experiences, exclusion, relationships at work or with the wider community, that are a little bit more complex, which I see more as analytical categories. What I mean is that we would not necessarily use this wording when we ask the interviewee, but we would use it when we come to work with our data, to listen to it, to code it, to write it up in the form of a journal article or a book or a documentary even, depending what you're doing with the material. Contact with the home country, yes, this is an area that we can explore directly, asking directly to the informant or interviewee, so how did you get news about what was going on in your home country? Did you stay in touch with friends? Did you stay in touch with family? Did you write letters in the times before the technological revolution and the internet? Today we would ask, so do you use Skype to keep in, for example, to keep in contact with your relatives? So again, this is the type of area that would contribute to that mapping out of the migrant experience. Now, the experience of return, real or imagined, did the migrant return? Did they dream about return? Was return a horizon throughout their lives, a dream that was never realized? Again, these can be worded like this or explored in different ways, the reasons for non-return. Migrant networks, that's another useful area of exploration that, again, could be worded in a more simple way, networks being our coding category, when we come to talk about the material, the interview. What we would ask the informant would be, so did you mix with other migrants of your own nationality? What clubs, societies did you belong to? Were you inserted, or were you only part of a British context? If the migrant had come from, let's say, Spain to the United Kingdom. So yes, as I said, all these questions. This list of areas is not complete, of course. As you open up new avenues of exploration, new streets of inquiry open up that will continue to enrich the interview.